And whenever you're seeing different, somebody taught you to see different. Somebody gave you a different take on what it all means in relation to what you are, who you are. Probably when you were too young to argue or think it through for yourself, and you didn't have much choice other than to accept it. But now you do. Now you don't have to spend the rest of your life accepting what somebody told you when you were 2 years old, or whatever circumstances were there when you were 1 and 2 years old. Now you can start to see for yourself if you're willing. If you've become really depressed and you want to jump ship and end it all, you have to be willing to, no matter how painful it is, be a little more patient and see if there isn't something else possible that isn't about joining the card players, but also isn't about not waiting for the wave to come by itself. It just means you haven't seen enough of what's really in you. So you have to wait a little longer.
Can I share my experience? And then I'll, I have a question.
If you can do it really quick.
Okay.
Because we're almost out of time.
Okay. So right before we started, Sam shared exactly basically what he said there to me. And I'm well aware that people are just mirrors of me. So it struck something so deep in me that I actually cried a bit, but I held it back because I was like, you are enough. But I was really talking to myself, and if it helps him, good. But I was like, I felt such a deep sadness of like, I'm so tired of feeling this, that I'm not enough. And then the collective conscience is constantly feeling this way as well. So you're saying that once you feel, if I get to the root of what I feel that I'm lacking, then there's a good start of feeling that.
No, because what I was saying to Sam, for Sam specifically, because you're not confused about what you think you're lacking.
Okay.
Right?
So I know what I'm lacking. Now we can get somewhere?
Sure. But isn't that right? You're not confused about what you think you're lacking. You can answer that question.
Right.
Yeah. So you don't need to. So that method is for Sam. It's not for you. You're in a different situation. He's got his situation, you've got yours. There may be similarities, but it's not the same situation. Right? So another week you'll come up here and ask your question, okay? If we weren't out of time, I'd say come on up and ask your question. I'd love to bring you up here. You'll have to wait. Can you wait?
I have plenty of time.
All right. Y'all come back now. Get you up there. So let's just take 1 minute. Close your eyes. Get meditative. Be relaxed. And I'm going to make a huge assumption. I'm always telling you don't make assumptions. But I'm going to make a huge assumption. I'm going to assume that most people experience the man in the chair as very sweet, very nice, very kind, very loving, nice energy. So if you experienced him that way, feel that right now. Feel how you felt toward him or what you felt about him. If you didn't feel that way, if you thought, that guy is too tall, I don't like him. Okay. Don't do this little guided meditation. But if you thought he was a nice energy, then feel whatever you felt. Recontact whatever you felt listening and watching him. And whatever that opinion was. He was sweet. He was nice. Isn't he nice? Feel that right now.